Harvest is done on the western slope. All the cherries, peaches, apples, and pears have been picked and sold, and now frost and snow has settled in. Over at Icy Change, several people were keeping track of this long growing season and the turn to winter. Amber Kleiman in Paonia noticed the first snowfall of this year a few days later than the past few years. Marilyn Stone, also of Paonia, noticed the snowfall and thought it might be a little late. Doug Fritz in Hotchkiss noticed the first frost in late October, remarking that it was an incredibly long growing season. And he's definitely onto something. I talked with Zach Schwalbe with the Colorado Climate Center. They collect data from stations all over the state, including Paonia.
So the average growing season is 153 days with data going back to 1958. And this year we had a 183-day growing season.
30 days longer than average, but not the longest. There was 192 days between freezes in the summer of 1987. Looking at the data from the 1950s shows that climate and weather on the western slope has been swingy. Schwalbe does say, though, that overall, we're seeing more time between spring and fall freezes, longer growing periods.
30 years ago, the last frost in the spring was the first week in May. Now it's, on average, about the middle of April.
That's Ron Godin. He's a soil and crop scientist for the Colorado State University Extension in nearby Delta. He also noticed changes in Delta. Out by him, he's seen an additional 2 weeks on either end of the season. That's some good news for growers.
We might be able to plant varieties that take longer to ripen. Like Gala apples, they ripen fairly early. But Fujis are a long-season apple, and they take a lot longer to ripen. Maybe with one more month of the growing season, we may be able to ripen Fuji apples eventually.
That could open up new markets for growers. Grain farmers, too, could see higher yields with more time. Invariably with climate change, though, there are downsides. Godin says that with some extra time, insects can breed one more time, creating an extra generation of pests.
Coddling moth is a good example. In a really warm year that starts early, we may get three, or in some places, four generations of coddling moth, and that's the worm in the apple. In a shorter, typical growing season, we only get like 2.5 or 3. So we'd have an extra generation of insects.
There's also the problem of freezes in the spring, catching early flowers off guard, like what happened this year. More time growing for plants also means more time sucking up water, something that will be a challenge, he says, for an area already so dry. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.